Welcome to Super Tatis for Shavuos and Naso. Let's spend a little time just in the meat and potatoes of a few Evan Shlemas about learning, because that's a lot of a focal point of Shavuos. So the first Evan Shlema in Perek Ches says, Kmosho umnus sarech liyos umnus nikia vikala, just like we need to choose a kind of a light and clean, a fitting, something which is not overbearing profession. Kach, betorah yivakesh limud kol. You need to pick something learning. It doesn't mean you don't challenge yourself. It means you need to pick something which is in range. It's very important not to go into, you know, the highest level of everything on day one if it's with not really within your reach. Nikia shaloya shumpnia, meaning you need to make sure that all of your negios are taken care of. Specifically with respect to children, lo yachbiru aleim, don't be crazy, overbearing. Ki im benachas, it needs to be nachastik. Lasislam prutos. So this is a reference to the Alam Latrufa, his letter, where he said it's okay to motivate with the external stuff. Just don't, you know, everything in bemido mishkum mechuvan. But there's a mesora for that it helps motivate people. Ki elimiru enu nikba ba'adam ki im biyushuv benachas. Our learning really succeeds most when it's nachastik. Now, this is something which is also not done. He said you should learn chumash first. Know it shirigulim kimat bal pesh. Then you know it almost as if it's completely by memory. And he continues. He says min chilat tzarich lemalai kreso mikra mishnah. You need to go by the seder that's in the Mishnah in Avos. You need to. You need to really know Tanakh and Shas Mishnayos Ugumora Bavli Yushami Tosefta Michilta. Now he goes into basically all of the classic diet. Sifra Vesifri, which includes the Medrash Halacha, Vachola Braisos, Vacharkach, La Sok Pilpul Chaverim. Then you can get into the deeper Charifus Vezehu Hadara Shelter. That's the beauty of it. Of Hamashana Seder Limun. So this is very important because it's something that seems to have happened once or twice. Somebody who goes out of order, Shalom Itchila Leida Eich LePalpel. Somebody's trying to, you know, become the great analyzer. The Eino Yudea Mishnah Achas Kitzurasa. You don't really know Shas Mishnayos. You're building on faulty systems here, and your sod is no good. So I think that's just a reminder always to try to push towards fundamentals. A third Evan Shlema, Halomid Kitzur Dinim Sov Sheyishka Hakol. This is a grand Mishle. He says, look, if you're going to learn those halacha maisis for him, which are good, if you look at the Peloites, you know, there's a lot to learn from it, but they are not the end. They can help you familiarize a little bit. They can get you some basic working knowledge, but they are not the end. And sometimes it gets us to a place where, since our knowledge is superficial, we're unable to really get too far. So the end result is that they don't stick in your memory. Hachacham ne'ane be'ez limudo b'masha mekayim mitzvahs baro. So this is a classic concern. Is I'm working really hard to learn and understand this one sugya. It's taken me however long it's taken me, much longer than I expected, and I haven't turned the page in a month. What am I supposed to do? He says, Tavach Chacham, the way that they look at it is, Kadosh Baruch Hu put me here to understand it and to get it, and I am happy to be doing Ratzon Hashem. Avshad Adayin Lo Yada, even if you really haven't gotten the sugya yet, V'chozer Tamid, they do a lot of Chazara and Motzo Botam, and then they finally get it. So I will tell you, Chazara is not the most attractive thing to do, because people feel like they're not covering ground, but really that's where the ground is covered. And I hit a turning point in life where it was real inflection, where I moved to doing more chazara than actual covering new ground. And part of the thought process was my brain needed more work to saturate things in. Aval Aksil, a fool, They just want to turn the page. They're not happy until they finish it. And they're rushing to turn the page. They don't get a bracha from it. There's a great pain and a great punishment for somebody who is trying to sound intelligent. And they say a drush, but it isn't an emes dika drush. It's an analogy from business, says the Evan Shlaima. The analogy is just like you buy, sometimes you want to buy merchandise when it's cheap because it's easy to buy. It will eventually be viewed as more scarce and more valuable. King B'Torah, this happens with Torah too, meaning sometimes it's more chashuv to learn a limud that's getting less attention for whatever reason. I can't explain why certain limudim get attention now and they don't get attention later, whatever. It just is, right? When did Kadshim become exciting? When did Cheshin Mishpat become it? Whatever it is. Davar she'ena olam lomdim osa, ayena le'a. Go learn that. Something people aren't learning right now. Somebody's going to ask you. They want to know. Tov la'adam shiyomod ma'ad v'chozer tamid. The Gra goes back on doing chazara. This is Gra and Mishlei. It's better to learn a little bit of new material and do a lot of chazara v'yeda kol davar al-buryo and really know it. Mimasha yomod v'kabetz harbe. Then learning and getting a lot of it. Anyway, yodea din al-buryo, and that person doesn't know anything. So that's a big deal. Masha amru. What does it say in Pirkei Avos, in Perek Gimel, where it says, Kol she'yiras cheito kodemes l'chachmaso, chachmaso miskayemes. Somebody who has, it sounds like somebody who's got more yiras cheit than chachma, then the chachma will remain. Ha'inyin, ki kishi yesh bo yiras cheit. When a person has it, az hu mechapes bilimudo eish echa derech le'ilachba. Then it means that you're playing for keeps when you learn. You want to know how to live your life. The way people are, but when a person puts so much work into getting something, it's very precious to them, and you keep it in mind. Somebody who doesn't really have the yiras cheit, they don't care about it. Even if you learn a lot of times, it's not going to stick with you. It's not precious to you. Meaning, out of sight, out of mind. When you're learning with a Rebbe, don't show off. Don't try to give your razzle dazzle lumdus in front of him. Least part of your love. You want to sit there and receive. Kmosha Kosef, as it says in Mishlei, es tsnuim chochma. Those who are tsnuim, those who, I'm going to call them sensitive, have chochma. So now about the digestion of when you learn Kmosha Be'achila Gashmis, just like when we eat physically, tzarech shiyidchan heitiv b'shinayim, you need to chew well with your teeth. Shiyina yehane aguf, so the body will get all of its nutrients. Kain belimud, so too with learning, tsarich litchon heitiv, you need to chew well, dikduke teresenu akadosha, lohotzia din lamito, you really need to chew and make sure you get it, right? Don't just swallow it whole. Im eno miyageya alze, you don't put anything into this, eno motzia din lanachon, you won't get the halacha right. Vizeo im ein kemach ein Torah, that's a beautiful pshat in ein kemach ein Torah. Ein kemach ein Torah doesn't mean if you don't have bread on your table, that's not the way the Gra is explaining it. The Gra is explaining it, if you do not grind it finely, like flour, then there won't be Torah. Meaning you need to make sure that it is digestible. Ein hatamtzis ha-Torah, umasha adam adaktik bilimudo, the more that a person, really, really looks into their learning, mo'il etikun amidos, it's good for your midos. Why? Because the attitude of extraordinary attention to detail is the position of a Ben Torah and a Ben Aliyah. Kmosha belechem agufani yesh tevin umotz v'suvin umursan. Just like when you take a look at grains, there are all these different parts of a grain, and only some of it is the edible part, right? And you need to process it. There's a lot of work to get to bread. So this is almost a continuation of what we were looking at above. The Torah is called bread. So it has a similarity. This is all the work of Torah, to get to the halacha. And then we have a new analogy. And that analogy is, when you learn Torah lishma, it's like you're having clean bread and it's satisfying. Kenu when you learn lishma, you have the true amita satera of it. Gam tiskayim biyado, you will keep it. It will be sustained. Kmosha Amru says, "Leukme girsa siyata d'shmaya." You get that siyata d'shmaya when you learn. Aval kesh halomed shelo lishma. Somebody who doesn't learn lishma, doma lomisha ochal hateven va'amotz. They're eating the wrong parts of the grain. Vegam lo lasova, and it will not be satisfying. Masher Amru. Now the Evan Shlema is going to give us a little bit of chizik and understanding about lishma and lo lishma. Okay, Masher Amru lo yilnesuk odem b'teruv mitzvah shelo lishma. When it says you should always be involved in Torah mitzvahs, even if they're not lishma, hainu she'eno mechavin l'shum dover. You have no other intention. You're just doing it because this is what your family does. Not like a person who is doing it for honor. If your yetzer hara is getting you, says don't learn at all. You want to learn lishma. Lo yachol la'amod b'mochemas ha'yetzer. The yetzer hara is gonna, it's just gonna grab you. Azay yaschil l'amod av shelo lishma. Then you learn shelo lishma, mitoch shelo lishma, ba'al lishma. You can get there, right? I want to take a minute and give a couple. I'm skipping a couple. I actually went all the way to Chaf because I want to make sure that everybody knows this one. This is an amazing gra. Kol chacham ola lishma so b'chol layla. Chacham, when they go to sleep, the neshama goes up l'mesifta shomayla to the yeshiva shomayla hasig masha e efshar lahasig b'hakitz, to understand what you can't understand when you're awake, and to attain what you can't attain. V'zeo kol tachlis b'riyas hashena. This is the whole reason why Kadosh Baruch Hu created sleep. It's an amazing thing. An amazing thing to think about. Why do we sleep, right? Why do we sleep? And there, the Gra has shown his hand. Okay, I mean, this is a famous Gra also. Just an idea, something to think about. Agados, Agada, levshelafia nira. It appears chasa shalom hem dvarim betelim. They seem like they're not saying anything, and sometimes they seem like they're off point. Behem gonus kola yesodos. Hasodos, all of the secrets of the Torah are in those agados. Famous position of the Gra. It says, "Vizem rumas b'masha kosev." This is what it says in Yeshayo. "Vehu mechulal bipsha enu." This is mechulal. It's almost as if it's desecrated or made empty because of our sins. So there's a handful of Mar Makomos. There's a Tikkuni Zohar and a Sefer Heichalos and a Gra in Mishlei to support this. But this is just the idea that the Torah has so much more in it than we could possibly imagine and understand. So there is one more Gra that I wanted to see if I can find it. And that's the one in here. I can't seem to find it now. That he says that, you know, every letter is a new mitzvah. So that's another gra that's also very important to mention around Shavuos time. I did not expect that I was going to use all of my time for Evan Shlema's, but it is very apropos for now. I wish you all a wonderful Yantif.